KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
From KCRW, I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Business. Married filmmakers Jimmy Chin and Chai Vassarelli make documentaries about risk takers. They won Oscar for their harrowing 2018 film Free Solo, and then took on the dangerous 2018 cave rescue of schoolboys in Thailand. Their latest project, Wildlife, is in part about the love story of former Patagonia CEO Chris Tompkins and her husband Doug, who founded the North Face Clothing Company. In the 1990s, the two launched an ambitious conservation mission that they pursued together until Doug died in a tragic 2015 kayaking accident, leaving Chris to push forward on her own. Like Tompkins, Jimmy Chin is an avid outdoor adventurer, which at this point isn't easy for his wife.
I think I have quite a healthy relationship to risk, but when I had kids, that relationship changed. And I am quite aware of the life that fulfills Jimmy. And of course, it freaks me out. But I respect and love my husband and my filmmaking partner.
Jimmy Chin and Chai Vassarelli talked to Madeline Brand, host of KCRW's Press Play. But first, a banter special with Matt Bellany, a founding partner of Puck News, and Lucas Shaw, head of Bloomberg's entertainment team. Stick around, it's The Business from KCRW.
I'm Matt Bellany, filling in for Kim Masters, and I'm joined today by my banter buddy, Lucas Shaw. Welcome.
Hey, Matt, glad to be here.
So you are in New York, I am in Los Angeles, but in New York this week, the annual television upfronts are going on, and it is not your usual upfronts. This is where the ad buyers come and are wowed by the network presentations of all the great stuff that they've got coming for the following season. Usually about $9, $10 billion in advertising changes hands, or at least starts to change hands at these meetings. But this year, very different. The writers are picketing outside the upfronts, and they're obviously on strike. No talent, really, no scripted talent. They've made do so far with news personalities, sports personalities, and for some reason, the Fox News people love to tell everyone that they are not adhering to the writers' strike. Greg Gutfeld seems to enjoy that. And it's an altogether very different vibe in New York. How is it from your perspective, Lucas?
Yeah, I mean, look, I had a meeting with someone just this morning up by the Disney offices on the Upper West Side, and there is a kind of fenced-in area of 20 to 30 writers protesting with signs, picketing. I mean, that sort of encapsulates the whole week, if you will, where you have the strike and the Writers Guild looming over everything, both because, as you mentioned, there are a lot of shows that they either can't announce or that talent won't participate in announcing or promoting. And there are picketers outside of a lot of these events. You know, Netflix, which is supposed to host its very first upfront, shifted to virtual. You have to imagine that a big part of that was that they didn't want to host an event and sort of be a ripe target for screenwriters. And it fits in with, I think, a general mood of anxiety that has rippled across the entertainment business that we've talked about over the last many months, whether it's because of layoffs or cost cuts or restructuring.
Yeah, and the ad market is down right now. I mean, it is a buyer's market for these advertisers, and they seem to know it going into these presentations. They have leverage here over these networks that are really struggling for the larger economy and struggling with this writer's strike, where they know that their fall schedules are going to be heavily impacted. I mean, ABC announced a schedule this past week that has no scripted content in its schedule. They're running reruns of Abbott Elementary as their only scripted show for the fall schedule, at least what they've announced. Fox didn't even announce a fall schedule because they have so much anxiety about what they're going to be able to announce. And over at NBC Universal, they've got an added ripple here because the head of ad sales for that company just left to become the CEO of Twitter, Linda Yaccarino. And this is someone who has evangelized for the past decade about the dangers of social media. And these advertisers, if they represent blue chip companies, they don't want to put their ads on social media. They have to put it next to NBC Universal content because that's safe and that's where you know the audience is looking. And now she's making the exact opposite argument and bails for Twitter. That's not a good look for NBC.
Yeah, I mean, and the NBC upfront usually kicks off this week, Monday morning at Radio City Music Hall. And it is typically Linda Yaccarino telling advertisers why TV is so much better than digital. But, you know, you see a changing of the guard in that respect this week, because on Wednesday of Upfront Week, you have both Netflix and YouTube presenting. You know, YouTube used to present during what's called the New Fronts, which are a couple of weeks before it'd be for all these digital video companies. But they got so big, and the amount of viewership on television for YouTube is so significant, that they figured they just plop down right in the middle of Upfront Week and compete for those advertising dollars. You know, you talked about the general pessimism in the marketplace. On the one hand, it's true, you know, the ad market has been a little bit soft because of general macroeconomic concerns. There are certain industries like media and entertainment that are not spending as much on advertising. And some of that is because, you know, the digital advertising market, companies like YouTube and Facebook are still doing okay. And you have new streaming services with ad tiers that are starting to move some dollars.
Well, that's the thing. These ad tiers of the existing subscription services like Disney Plus, HBO Max, now Max, Netflix joining the game. I mean, that is a very significant wrinkle in these ad conversations, because advertisers have wanted to advertise on Netflix for years. They haven't had the opportunity. Now they do. And Netflix is going head to head with these traditional outlets that are so weakened by the strike that Netflix has got a pretty compelling pitch. All right, Lucas, thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
That's Lucas Shaw, head of the media team at Bloomberg. I'm Matt Bellany, founding partner of Puck News. We'll see you next week.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.